Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from the UK is Robert Smith. Robert is Director of Business Compliance and Ethics at the Serco Group. And today we're going to be discussing the alignment between ESG and compliance, which is a topic he'll also be addressing at the 2022 SECE European Compliance and Ethics Institute. First, Robert, thanks for taking some time out of your day to talk to us today.
It's an absolute pleasure to be here and look forward to our discussion.
As do I. I mean, ESG has gotten to be quite the topic during the course of the last year and a half. Let's start with something basic, which is how has Serco embraced ESG as a corporation?
Well, Serco as a company delivers services to governments and other institutions who serve the public and basically protect vital national interests. And so, given our purpose, which is to be a trusted partner of governments, we aim to deliver superb public services that actually transform outcomes, make a positive difference to our fellow citizens. And here for me, the important word is trust, a trusted partner to our customers, which in our case are governments, but also trusted by the users of services, which would be fellow citizens. And for me, trust also sits at the heart of ESG, which is really trying to assess companies across a broad range of indicators and understanding around purpose, around strategy, and in essence, the effectiveness and quality of the company's management. Now, as we know, there's plenty of research to demonstrate that a trusted company that acts with integrity provides a good return for investors, but they also deliver better products and services to their customers. And when you actually look at it, I don't actually see ESG as anything new, but rather an evolution of corporate responsibility or corporate social responsibility. And these concepts have been part of how Serco does business for many years. So the adoption of a more structured approach to ESG has in essence just been a natural progression of something that we've been doing for some time. And whilst many organisations focus on the E, for Serco, really the focus is around the S, the social element. How do we manage our people? How do we deliver to our customers? How do we assure our robust internal system of controls that manage risks, which in essence is the G? And for where we are in control of environmental impacts, which is only really over a small percentage of our business, we do manage the E. So you could say we've always embraced it, but it does remain an interesting journey as there is greater structure demanded to really embed ESG into companies.
Yeah, and I think the structural point you make is a really important one. I mean, I still remember going to a CSR conference probably, 15, 16 years ago. And it was notable about how unstructured it was. That, you know, the definition of social responsibility seemed to be whatever cause a person was advocating for. And we've quickly seen frameworks, accounting standards evolve and, you know, for an organization seeking to manage it. I think there's a lot of value there, having it as much more of a discipline. Now, how is the ESG effort structured at Serco? Is there an ESG group, a head of ESG coordinates with others, or is it being incorporated into other activities without being an entity of its own?
Sure. Let's look at this, and let's look at ESG through two lenses. Firstly, there's an external lens, which is how we very much present Serco, well, Serco's ESG credentials to investors, to analysts. And we have a clear ESG framework and structure that we put our reporting around. And this, in essence, is pulling together several different strands from across the organization. The second lens is internally. Now, our ESG framework covers, in essence, all aspects of the business and therefore involves most corporate functions, so HR, safety, environment, operations, investor relations, risk management, audit, ethics and compliance, etc. So, and I don't believe, therefore, that you can have a single department that is responsible for ESG. What you need is someone who is responsible for pulling together the strands and actually joining the dots across the organization. So for us, each of the components of our ESG framework have an identified owner. So the head of safety for safety, the head of HR for HR. And they each have their own specific strategies, their own objectives for their respective functions. To then enable coordination, I actually have responsibility for ESG reporting. So I therefore have set up a working group which pulls together the relevant responsible owners so that we can share updates on what each function is actually doing, to review the materiality of the elements in our framework, to agree on common KPIs we want to report on, and then to provide that input into our annual report. For me, ESG should be part of how an organization manages itself. Therefore, it should fit within how an organization is run and not something that's bolted on the side. What is required is a coordinator who ensures that the elements remain joined up and feed into the reporting mechanism, which feeds the external understanding on ESG and overall how you present your company's performance.
So that leads to another question I have. You know, the proper relationship between ESG and compliance is far from settled. There's some who advocate for compliance to run ESG. Others, including me, I have to admit, think that they're complementary and compliance needs to be on the watch for cheating on ESG just as on other matters. I mean, watching as you talked about some of the reporting. Can you tell us a bit more about what the relationship is between ESG and the compliance team at Serco?
Okay, for me, I'm responsible for ethics and compliance for the group, in its broadest sense, and manage a framework of ethics and compliance officers and leads across the organization. I'm also responsible for the ESG reporting, but that has been more because of previous responsibilities, which were much sort of broader, and it sort of fitted in the way that we run our organization. But as I've said, I view my role as one of coordination, one of sort of joining dots. And I think for many organizations, ethics and compliance can be well placed for this. You know, they tend to be well connected across an organization. They have good overall understanding of the business. You know, their investigative skills provide experience and competency to challenge. And they're, I feel, naturally inquisitive people. There is also the dimension of trust, which I spoke about earlier. And whilst ESG is about adopting sound business principles that need to reflect a broad perspective rather than just delivery of financial objectives, it is also about external reporting. So there is this interesting mix. So the transparency of an organization is reflected in the level of reporting around a whole range of non-financial indicators. So when it comes to reporting, you need to ensure that there is integrity in what you say. You know, that the figures you are reporting and the statement that you make are accurate. And that's where for me, compliance becomes important in ensuring the integrity of not just what the organization does, but also what it does, what it actually reports. So, you know, I therefore think that ethics and compliance departments have a lot that they can actually contribute here. But If ethics and compliance aren't leading, and I don't feel that they need to, what I do strongly believe in is that they do need to be involved in the process.
Making the process work is really an important thing. And when it comes to the relationship between ethics, compliance, and ESG, what do you think makes for a successful relationship that's going to help the whole process along?
Sure. Well, I think when you look at ESG, I think it is not just about two parties. There are many stakeholders, and what's important is that each of those stakeholders know what its role is in the mix, including the ethics and compliance department. For me, for the relationships to work, you need solid foundations. So, what is your ESG framework, and what are the components and the elements that that actually needs to cover? Because without that, you'll be scrabbling around with no structure. Then you can start to think about who are the responsible owners of the elements, and this will include values, it will include integrity and the need for compliance. Therefore, it's important that ethics and compliance is involved within that. But also, then I think what's important is that an organization assesses the materiality. What is the materiality of each of the elements to the business? This then helps focus attention on what is important to your company. And then ultimately, the final question is, what are the KPIs that you want to measure for the benefit of the company, but also to meet external reporting requirements? And that actually helps focus on where data needs to be captured and actually where compliance needs to be assured. It's about finding the right solution for your organization. But without those elements of a clear framework, of clear ownership of the elements, of understanding the materiality of those elements, and being clear on what you need to report and assure, without that, it won't be clear.
And clarity is important. And it's also important, I think, to remember that, a list of KPIs is also a roadmap for where you have risks that people, may be tempted to cheat to meet those goals for their belief that they're helping the company or if their bonuses are tied to it. And it'll be important to be monitoring that. So finally, looking into the crystal ball, how do you see the relationship between ESG and compliance evolving?
I actually think that ethics and compliance will have an increasingly important role to play. And that's because I believe we will see, and we are seeing, increasing regulation, compliance with which actually does need to be assured, does need to be demonstrated. Now, this might be through more regulated reporting frameworks and requirements. And there are a myriad, as you know, of reporting frameworks, GRI, SASB, and numerous analysts actually use their own frameworks, which tend to be hybrids of these. But I think there is a big drive and an increasing push to actually standardize all of this, which will make it easier for all as sort of these expectations on companies become more clearly defined. What this will mean for some is the introduction of new reporting requirements. But there's also increasing moves to strengthen regulation around elements of ESG. For example, the new EU due diligence requirements, which is now looking at human rights in the supply chain, very much part of the S, and therefore something that forms part of ESG. So you have this interesting, evolving melting pot of increasing regulation. And that, to me, is where ethics and compliance can add strength, because our role is regularly looking at compliance with regulations, understanding regulations, engaging a business to ensure that it follows those regulations. So, ethics and compliance has always led when it comes to embedding and ensuring these regulatory requirements.
Well, and we've seen for anyone who followed CSR and the evolution of TSG that CSR issues tended to become compliance issues over time. And I've no doubt the same will happen for ESG. Well, Robert, thank you so much for sharing these insights with us. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.